great display by Van Doorn, and also I think the fact that we have a Donegal team in an Ulster club final is good for the county as well. As far as I know, I think the Donegal senior management were in Newry yesterday to run the rule over the Van Doorn players. So in some way that'll be a boost for them as well going forward. You know, they have a couple of weeks to prepare for an Ulster club final, and you know they probably will meet a tougher opponent in that final. Loughan Island from Down, powered by Dan Gordon, the former Down footballer, and rumoured that he might be even going back to the Down panel for 2016, along with Benny Coulter. So, you know, they'll have plenty on their plate going forward, but, you know, they had a great result for Brian Gavigan's side. And, you know, Brian exudes plenty of confidence, you know, so that should rub off on them in the next couple of weeks.
Some fantastic performances all over the field yesterday, but I suppose we have to tag out Christy Kinney, who kicked 1-5 of the 1-12.
Yeah, well, Christy was actually very, very good in the quarterfinal win over Clanairn as well. He was only nudged out for man of the match by his older brother, James, who was superb in the extra time in that game in Ballyshannon. But this time around, Christy made sure that he was going to get the Man of the Match award all for himself. Brilliant, like, to score 1-5 from play in any game is a great performance, but to do so in an Ulster semi-final. And I actually met him this morning in a supermarket in Ballyshannon. He was heading to the Aviva Stadium, so he was on a bit of a high, going up to see Ireland this evening. So I think he'll probably have plenty to tell them when he gets back to work tomorrow in Abbots and Donegal Town.
Van Doorn are a very, very strong team. They're a powerful team, a physical team, and they're going to have to dig deep if they're going to pull off winning a provincial title in the final against Loughlin Island.
Yeah, but they've showed so far that they have, you know, they have strength. They have very, very physically strong side, and you know, much probably will depend on the fitness or availability of Jamie Brennan for the final. Like he pulled a hamstring in the Donegal final against Niamh Columbkill, and hasn't played since. They probably were trying to get him back maybe a bit too soon, and he did warm up in both the Clanairn game and I think again yesterday, but hopefully the 2-week break between now and the final would be vital for him, because if they can get him back up alongside Christy Keeney in the forward line, then you know they would be confident of taking on anybody. I think that's the way Brian Gavigan looks at it as well.
Just finally, Peter, this time of the year, heading towards the end of November, it's always good to have a Donegal team still involved in a competition.
Isn't it? You know, we haven't had too many clubs from the county reaching Ulster finals. You know, we at senior level or intermediate level, and you know, you can count them on one hand the number of clubs that have made it. So, you know, it's fair play to Van Doorn, and hopefully, you know, they're talking that the final might be in the Athletic Grounds, Armagh, on next Sunday week, so it'd be nice to get Donegal support up to support them, and hopefully they might bring an Ulster title back.